Thanks for listening to the Go Live Kenyo podcast, where we talk about social media, entrepreneurship, lifestyle, anything else. And I love to interview different guests, and you get to spend some time with me. Kenyo. Kenyo. Your favorite. Kenyo. Okay. Let's see. Mr. Composition is actually right here with me. Say what's up, Mr. Composition.
Dabtro Creations, Project Forward, Idea Parties, Rest, Work Up, Work Out, Mother Flippin', what?
Yeah, so you guys see, this is why you listen to the Go Live Kenyo podcast. And yeah, you'll notice by the second time listening to this that this is my official intro. So thanks for checking it out. Subscribe to everything he just said.
Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes for free. And then if you want to level up and be a super part of Project Forward and Go Live with Kenyo and all the crazy things that we create, go to projectforward.tv and just click sign up right there on the page. Pay the $20 a month. Thanks.
Welcome to
Hello.
Texas.
This is me, Kenyo, on my seventh attempt at recording this intro. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. This episode is me and Mr. Composition, who's actually in the room with me right now. Say what up.
What up?
What are you working on, Mr. Composition?
I'm working on my time management sheet that's going to be on my planner called the Dabbler. And one of the sheets that I'm working on right now is the Daily Dabbler.
So we talk about a whole bunch of ideas like that journal, different cool ideas here. This is the behind, I mean, this is lots of the inner workings of, you know, everything that I do as a poet and as an entrepreneur, and lots of different collaborations on the show. And we try to talk about some stuff that might help you. So enjoy this episode, share this episode, like all our pages, come back, tell us what you loved about it. See you next time.
Making a bunch of books that are strictly like ebooks, and hyper put out free ebooks on Amazon, and literally to build up readership and things like that, because based on what they're seeing, you know, is that the whole ebooks thing, like people in 2018 or in 17, they're not buying as many ebooks. Mm-hmm. They're downloading, and the thing is, like with Kindle Unlimited or Amazon Prime or whatever, they can read as many ebooks and everything as they want to. Mm-hmm. You know, so by a couple years prior, yeah, ebooks was like the thing, and so many people are trying to get on Amazon and to do ebooks and things like that. But the thing is, like, trying to make money off of that, like, that's not where that is at. Right. You know, but using it, because Amazon is still a big, like, window, like a big, like, storefront, like on the internet in general. So show popping up in there in mm-hmm. general and continuing to put books out, like ebooks that are a mix between short stories as far as like a couple hundred words to as far as whatever, but being super rapid with putting that out, that might be a super unlock.
Yeah. You know what's that, how that's tripping me out? I'm gonna try to condense this into like four sentences. It's like the opportunity thing that you were saying, you know, I think so much of life is simply, you know, recognizing where the opportunity is. And I think that's what that's about. It's like so much awareness. There's people are going to give their attention to certain things. They're going to be on their phone a certain amount of time. Ebooks also, they get a certain amount of attention just because someone made this container, you know, so whatever. And people really love the container, and they love it enough to fill it with a bunch of whatever, you know, is available. Mm-hmm. And it's just realizing which one of those has the upper hand. And I think about it in life just as a macro too, like, and levels of macro. Like there's entrepreneurship and business right now isn't the activity of finding opportunity. It's actually that those things just happen to be the opportunity right now. And that's actually not a thing for all of human history, right? It used to be that the most, like, you have those four categories: social, home, personal, creative. There's fluctuations where sometimes the greatest macro opportunity is like the creative, and sometimes it's actually the social. Sometimes it's actually the home, because like if the whole system's based off kings and queens, and it doesn't really matter, and it's just whatever you're born into, then the best opportunity is going to be to focus on your family, because your level up, that's where your level up's going to come from. So if you're like out on the front porch trying to sell like shoes that you made in like 500 BC Britain or whatever. I don't even know what was there at that time. But it just didn't make sense, right? Entrepreneurship and business is only the opportunity now because of the rapid rate of like certain things that are being developed, like just where we are in society with communication and travel and all those things. It creates a disbalance of value that as an entrepreneur, you just tax on everything. Like you're just transporting things and you just put a tax on everything. Anyway, boom. That's it.
That's so true.
That's what life is. Business too. Like always, like seeking out the opportunity.
Right. And another one is a subscription model. So the success of Netflix, Amazon Prime. And
even this thing is literally describing my life, except for ebooks. You're on Kindle, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So basically,
that's why I started Project Forward. Yeah, I just realized, like, as soon as I realized, like, once I had that realization, it didn't make any sense not to do it. Like, people don't even get, like, a subscription model is so dope. Think about how humans operate right now, and they're moving at the fast rates that we're moving. People are missing entire chunks of their life. Mm-hmm. They don't have time for all this stuff. So not only is a subscription just making their life easy, so that they're deciding at once what their purchase is going to be for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
That's how crazy subscriptions are. They're not saying, let me go to the store once and get degree. And then as a company degree, you just have to keep delivering every single month so that people come buy your stuff. Guaranteed. It's just like a very certain thing. And it's a little bit not that because of branding and how it is to get access to these stores. But it's still mostly that. But subscription model, which is where everything is moving, everything's going to be subscription model. There's going to be a subscription model. Amazon, Uber's going to start a subscription model. Because think about if you just had to pay, and then there's going to be one business that aggregates all these subscription models. In like, it's what it's going to be in like 50 years. There's going to be a ton. And that's what college is, but to a degree. But you just pay this one price every year. People are just going to buy life packages. You're going to go to the store and be like, let me get a 40. Because it makes sense. And even right now, practically, it's been so cool. Like, having just knowing because what like who your subscribers are, and it's worth it to do the work because the amount of work is the same for any kind of sale. So if you can switch, I'm almost like having a really cool idea, epiphany for you. Like, I don't even know if it's like a good idea, but if you had like just like canceled everything and like went to one product, which was like. All of your books, the only way to get any dab to all your CDs and everything, they have to get the just the Mr. Composition subscription. And it's basically just a monthly box that you give them that has like a CD or like a book or anything else, like one thing. So you have to make one thing a month. It's either like a CD, a book, or a journal or something like that. And you say, this is all I do. It's like, oh, how do I get one of your books? So it's like, oh, well, like, you gotta sign up. Because even if you only get like 10% of those people to sign up, that's huge. Yeah, it's huge. Like, I'm saying that 10% would be like, if you had 10% compared to what your normal sales are, 10% would already be you actually making more money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that would be ridiculous. And that's because subscription models are just that awesome.
Yeah. I mean, even where I said, I'm just all like, what if we get
some Patreon
where people are literally paying by way of subscription. And so I'm like, oh yeah, instead of paying $20 up front, I say, go ahead and join my subscription for $1 for...
That's literally what I'm saying. Oh, that's interesting.
You know, for $1 for a minimal of like 24 months or something like that.
That's interesting. It's like, almost like you're putting them on a payment plan though.
It's like, but I want to buy this thing. So minor. Like, it's, I think, just like,
for it to really be worth it, the price has to be at least, and I'm just making up numbers right now. I think only trial and error is really the way to figure this stuff out. So, like, if you have an idea, really just do it. But we're in the idea phase, so we're still in blueprint. There are no iterations. I think that a really cool. I think that the picking the price. I think it has to be. You know what? I'm trying not to guess anymore when I'm being recorded. So I won't guess.
All right. So another thing is cover trends as far as things with bold typography, the color pink in photography, minimalism, neutral colors, high contrast, plenty of white spaces, marketing materials and look design will continue to stand out by finding innovative ways to use little as possible. For a contemporary of the moment, relevant looks for your project, make the most of clean lines, and that less is more philosophy. And I think about ideas of illusion and how it's just white space, basically, and this light bulb that's just all like, authentic photography, highly stylized, over-filtered, or artificially lit images are staying in the past. Photo sites like Unsplash with gritty, authentic lifestyle photography are making their mark on the design world, where the look and feel of standout projects takes a less polished approach, which is, I don't think that it's just like that for photography. I think that it's like that for video, like in everything.
And for images in general, people, all if you look at like what makes memes cool, it's usually because they're really low budget kind of, you know, it's just natural. Like screenshots will go viral so fast. The content's still really good though. That's the thing that people are missing.
Yeah.
Like, the joke is actually funny.
Yeah.
You know, people are like, and I see it sometimes, I'm like,
ugh. Like, you're missing like, the entire point by focusing on this aesthetic thing.
It's like, no, actually, your poetry's trash. Or like, or, like, the joke wasn't funny. You know what I mean? Or it's not even usually that the poetry's trash or the joke isn't funny. It's that no one else got it. But you communicated it in a way that, yes, you got it in the moment, but the communication of it, the context isn't there so that I can get it.
Yeah.
And not only so I can get it, but I know that other people can get it, because that's what makes something really fun. It's like, oh, this is something that everyone's going to get.
Exactly.
And I can share it. Other people will get it.
And they're saying connection is everything. So, you know, grassroots marketing with, you know, collaborations and partnerships. You will see authors, bloggers, and influencers in both the print and digital space work together to leverage each other's audience for mutual benefit. So being on podcasts and all this stuff, we're literally helping each other out right now and by reaching out to everyone. So this was interesting. Live seminars and webinars. Facebook and Instagram Live have taken content that used to be static and brought it to life in a new engaging way. People are hungry for it, and the engagement numbers show it. Look for video and live seminars and webinars to build an audience, with print pieces acting as viable commercial supplements to that exciting but transitory content. So you being on the workshop, things like that, but the same thing with how we were doing on the ideas of illusion, digital book signing and stuff like that, like being like these live seminar webinar, like that is a big thing. Like that is big. Another thing was responsive mobile friendly web presence. So this is important right here. It said for the first time last year in history, mobile engagement with content surpassed desktop engagement. Not only will like, authors, well, if people knew it was coming, but that it just took it to this last year. Yeah, so as far as marketing, as far as using that to your advantage, like mobile is the way to go. And it said that not only will authors need a powerful presence in the digital space with a website, but it needs to look its best on mobile devices. Mm-hmm. When developing content or marketing in 2018, think mobile first. Now, this one was interesting. Amazon marketing replaces Facebook. This is perhaps the single biggest shift we saw in 2017, and it will only become more important in 2018. You don't have to convince people to shop on Amazon. You have to convince them once they get there. Amazon launched its own internal advertiser with the ability to promote products and visibility in its search. Amazon also commands more than a third of all book revenues and 70% of ebook revenues. So these developments can't be ignored. Ad dollars from major players will shift from Facebook to Amazon, and while yours may not have to, it'll be helpful to tie your books to the ones, if you can, that get the promotion boost with the products who are optimized to Amazon's internal ad opportunities. Now, this is important because if you think about what Gary Vee was doing with underpriced attention, now he got on YouTube and now he got on Amazon. Now, Amazon is doing something for us to jump on.
Yeah. You know? It's interesting. I think, this that's very cool. And and I think that's so funny because I just did that giveaway on Amazon.
Yeah.
And I realized I didn't pay anything for it. And because I bought my book, that was what I had to pay. And then because of I did that, I bought my book and I gave it away to someone randomly.
Mm-hmm.
I got, and I didn't get to choose the person. But who cares? I got about 500 views on that YouTube thing, because the whole thing is to enter to win the book, and I guess those people who are just going through it, you had to watch 30 seconds of a YouTube video. So I spent, literally, my book costs, I think, I don't remember, I had to pay for shipping too, so the whole thing was like $30, I think my book's $20 or something, $8 for shipping to send it to someone who now has my book. I don't even know who it is. Someone randomly in the world has my book. So I didn't spend anything. That was the cost of my book and shipping it. You know, like I bought my book. Long term, that was just a one-to-one. And I got 600 views on YouTube. And I could have sent them to a website link or something else.
Yeah.
And I didn't do that. So it's like, that's really interesting. And it's weird when something's good, like not on, and I just randomly stumbled upon, I don't even remember how I got into that, but I was like, oh, that's really cool. The problem is, the people who watch the video, I mean, I can't get upset that out of those 530, nothing converted. It's because, you know, like, as a strategy of converting those people, I didn't do a good job, but that's because I didn't make the video for that, and because I've never done it before. So maybe exactly. If I tried to do it a few times, I could figure out how to make something in 30 seconds.
Right.
That they would really want to see, like, what are they actually about if there's someone who's filling out these forms and just be like, hey, you like giveaways? Here's a top 30 list of get other giveaways. Enjoy my free book. I'm a poet. Name's Kenyo. Boom.
Exactly. Just realizing that, you know,
Nigerian authors are slaying it right now. Dude, back to back, both 2 days I've been listening to NPR, they've been featuring Nigerian authors.
Really? Yeah. Like, she's the one who wrote the black version of Harry Potter, basically, with Akawata Witch.
Akata.
Yeah, Akata Witch, yeah. And I've read this book right here. I have the ebook on my
Akata, for those who don't know, is just what Nigerians call people who are Nigerian. I think it's white people, but I can't remember. So I'm just going to say people who aren't. I think Akata is black Americans. If you're a black American, that's what they call Akata. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's interesting.
Wow. That's legit.
Yeah.
That would be, I'm going to drop that shit.
There's another, what's the word if you're not Nigerian? Oyinbo is for white people. Oyinbo. O-Y-I-N-B-O. If any Nigerian people are watching this, I'm listening to this right now, I apologize. Yes, I am undereducated in the ways of being Nigerian, and I don't know Yoruba. So if you're a Yoruba speaker and you want to give me free lessons, never mind. Okay.
Wow. Just so y'all know, Kenya's 100% right. The word Akata from Wikipedia, free encyclopedia. Akata is a word believed to be derived from the Yoruba tribe of Nigeria and West Africa. The term is used among Nigerians and other West Africans in the United States to refer to African Americans, similar to the term Oyibo, Yoruba, Oyibo. Oh yeah, there's Oyibo and then Oyimbo used for whites.
Interesting. I'm Nigerian, people. I know it doesn't seem like it most of the time, but
so that's dope. African American witch.
Yeah,
man. That's okay.
So that's what that's about. Akata. That'd be a really cool name. If there's a rapper who's coming up who's looking for a name, right. You'll get so many fans instantly, and you'll be able to dominate that keyword so fast, calling yourself a kata. So I just, like, literally dropped a bomb. I hope so.
I'm going to write a short story. Called the Kata. And the main character is going to be a rapper name.
Akata. Oh, I'm doing it. No. I forgot I could do that. If I knew that, I would have just done it. I don't care. I'm doing it.
I forgot that I could turn that into a story.
So much for listening to the episode. I hope you're having an excellent day, and I hope this pumped you up. I want to hear from you, so definitely subscribe to the podcast on your thing, and then leave us a review on iTunes. That'd be super great. Also, I'd like to shout something out really quick. I don't know if you know, but I have a poetry album out called Acapella. It's only available through my Bandcamp. Bandcamp is a site for selling music, so go to bandcamp.com. Search for me, Kinyo, K-I-N-Y-O, and, I mean, of course you know my name. You might not. Anyway, first-time listener. And then my, the album is spelled out A-C-A-P-E-L-L-A, acapella, all one word, which is grammatically incorrect, but that makes it kind of fun, too. So that poetry album's out there. Hope you have a really great week. How should we always end these podcasts? How about maybe a different poem from me every time? Yeah, that's what we're going to do. This time, it's this poem. I think someone knew I was afraid of taking over the world, so they made it easy to be quiet and keep things under wraps, which is good for me and you, because on quiet nights like this, I'm not afraid of the lights of this long life to live. And the little bit of sun I'll see in my almost 300,000 days, I'll sleep them all away. A dream never hurt anyone. I hope it stays easy and quiet so we can continue dodging the fire. My, oh my, how the gun is getting hot. The bullets are lining up. My favorite places are known by everyone. I'm a sun, 1 in 7 billion. Given my small slice, are there other planets like this one? Other islands in space I can have all to myself? It's easy to be quiet here, dodging the bullets. The barrel is heating to red. The waves are set in motion. The people are getting louder. Why do they all think together? It's easy to be quiet, but these fools I share my quiet with are so loud and dumb.